Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. The Philadelphia School Board has signed off on the revised plan to start the academic year completely online because of concerns over coronavirus. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Instead of the original hybrid that was excoriated by the public last week, the school board approved Superintendent William Height's revised plan to begin the school year virtually. Board President Joyce Wilkerson asked about what was being done to accommodate parents who work during the day. Height said he expected the city in the next few weeks to establish safe drop-off sites with internet access where children could do their schoolwork.
Height admitted the district was ill-equipped for online schooling in the spring, but says the district is planning better teacher training for the all-virtual start this fall. It appears New Jersey's largest teachers union is on the same page with Governor Phil Murphy when it comes to the basics of resuming classes in the fall to a point. With more, KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Both the New Jersey Education Association and the governor put health and safety at the top of their priority list, but it's left to districts to make sure that classroom instruction, if offered, meets that standard. NJEA President Marie Bliston isn't sure that many districts can get that done by around Labor Day, given a lack of protective equipment and such.
We can't invite our students into these buildings. We can't have staff into buildings that we are not confident that the health and safety standards are in place.
Governor Murphy is mandating every district has the online option offered to every child. Bliston supports that, although she says she's not sure the state will have equipment and internet service up in time. A massive apartment fire in Chester County has left at least 100 people homeless. It happened last night at the Ashwood Apartments in Pottstown. At least five people were hurt in this fire, including one firefighter who was carried away on a stretcher. Jeffrey Burnett lives in the complex, and he tells NBC 10 he was relieved he had time to save his cat.
We had to go through the smoke, get the cat, who was didn't want to leave. Fortunately, I listened to my son and got her out, because she apparently two cats down the hall, our friend's cats, weren't so lucky.
The Red Cross is helping displaced residents with temporary lodging. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Governor Tom Wolf calling on Republican leaders in the State House to introduce a resolution to censure a central Pennsylvania legislator. In a press release, Lebanon County Republican State Rep. Russ Diamond took State Health Secretary Rachel Levine's comments on transphobia from earlier this week and changed all references to the LGBTQ community to the, quote, unmasked community. Levine says Diamond's statement is another example of harassment against LGBTQ individuals.
By taking my words and making that substitution, I think that that's another example of the disrespect to LGBTQ individuals that we have been seeing.
Diamond has been an outspoken critic of the Wolf administration's actions during the pandemic. Wolf calls Diamond's actions unforgivable, saying the letter is abhorrent, disrespectful, and dangerous.
I don't get what the issue is with the face mask at all, and I certainly don't get why you'd actually conflate that with discrimination against people for their identity. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all. I thought it was factually incorrect and it was nasty.
New Jersey lawmakers have passed two bills aimed at addressing racial injustice. One makes Juneteenth a state holiday. The other abolishes the county government title of freeholder. Freeholder alludes to a time when Black people and women could not own property and hold office. New Jersey is the only state in the country to use the title freeholder for county government officials. Under the bill, they would be referred to as commissioners. The measures passed the Democrat-led legislature. They now head to Governor Murphy, who's indicated he supports both bills. Turns out the Phils will not play the Blue Jays this weekend after two more members of the staff tested positive for COVID-19. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
Following 2 days of nearly 100% clean test results, the team announced that a coach and a home clubhouse staffer came back positive. No players, but the Phillies canceled all baseball activity at the ballpark until further notice, and this weekend's games against the Blue Jays are postponed out of precaution.
That will make at least 7 days without a game. Unclear at this point how they will be made up. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.